I didn't have to do a lot, you know. Offensively, ran the ball really well. Line did a great job. I mean, our game plan really wasn't that complex. So, I mean, statistically, yeah. I mean, obviously, we put up 41. That's the best this year for this offense. So, I mean, you got to feel good about it, yeah.
Jay, did you guys ever beat Alabama when you were at?
I played them. Played my sophomore year, and they crushed us. And I never played them again. I never went down there either. Yeah.
You know, your best performance of the season now.
That's your opinion, Mike. Come on now.
For this year, yeah. Now, I mean, I guess too little, too late.
I don't think it's my best performance. I mean, if you look at stats, then yeah. But I mean, they didn't do a lot defensively to confuse us. I mean, offensive line played great. We ran the ball well. I mean, I was just picking and choosing out there. So, I mean, obviously no turnovers help. I mean, we limited our penalties. But, I mean, I mean, a little too late. I mean, I don't know. I mean, we'll see what happens. I'm well aware of that. We'll see how it all plays out. You know, I mean, this team, I mean, we're not looking at the playoffs. We're not looking at what San Diego does. I mean, we could care less. We're gonna finish these last games out one at a time and see where the chips fall. That we could go out and have this kind of output? That you're talking about?
Yeah, I mean, it seemed like, you know, all the full potential is down.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of talented guys on that offense. I mean, there's a mix of some veterans, a mix of some young guys. Stoke was a little banged up. It just kind of came out and did what he could early. Some guys filled in. Tony played well. B. Marsh obviously played well. I thought the line played great. Selvin Young, I mean, he's been a little bit of a surprise for us this year, but he came in and obviously ran well. So, I mean, when you looked at our offense early in the year, you probably thought that, yeah, we could go out and do stuff like this on a consistent basis. But, I mean, we started a little slow, got some guys banged up, and had to fill some holes with some younger guys. And it takes some time to get everyone flowing and on the same page and gelling together. But, I mean, the last four or five games we've been, except for Oakland, we've been 27 or more. So, I mean, this offense is playing well right now. Hopefully we can keep it going. Yeah. I took that one to heart. I mean, going to Oakland and having two picks and then having an exchange problem with Travis, and that's another fumble. I mean, it's tough. I mean, it's tough to win in the league doing that, especially tough to do that on the road. And, I mean, the way we had played the last three games prior to that, I mean, I thought that we'd go in there and have a pretty good performance, especially they've got a good defense, but we had a good feel for what they were going to do, and they didn't really do anything special, played a little more cover two than we thought. But it was tough. And I mean, leaving Oakland and with that feeling and what was riding on that game, I mean, that made it even worse. So, I mean, we definitely wanted to come out, especially myself, and have a good game this one.
Surprise, Brandon Marshall, after he makes a catch, that's one move. Works every time.
You going to tackle that one move?
Well, I mean, it's...
No. You never know where he's going to go. I mean, he crosses the field. Sometimes he takes it straight up. He's got a good feel. I mean, that's B. Marsh. I mean, just get the ball in his hands and he's probably going to make something happen. He might run back and forth for a 1 yard game, but more than not, he's going to get 10, 20 for you. So, I was happy to see him get up and obviously jog off the field there. Just, I don't know what happened, but he's going to be all right. So, cause we need him. How comfortable are we? Oh. I feel good. I mean, we go to dinner a couple of times a week. I mean, we hang out, we talk. I mean, he's got a good feel for what I want him to do. I mean, we missed one play today that I thought that we should have had. But, I mean, his first touchdown, we just improvised that one. He was supposed to cross the field, and he saw it was open, so he broke back out. And the second one, I knew exactly where he was going to be. So it's a guy that I enjoy throwing to. I mean, obviously he's a big target. He's fun to watch. He makes big plays for you, and more than anything, he wants the ball, and he blocks. I mean, he blocks for the running backs. He's a team dude.